Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico Studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. As Election Day approaches, we're seeing more and more Republican campaign TV ads focusing on the transgender community. They're implying that the Democratic Party is taking transgender rights to extremes. The Trump campaign is reportedly spending over $17 million to blanket the airwaves with ads that point to Democratic candidate Vice President Kamala Harris's support for gender-affirming medical treatment for transgender people when she ran for the Democratic nomination in 2019.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners.
Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. Even the liberal media was shocked Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners and illegal aliens.
Every transgender inmate would have access.
Kamala's for they, them. President Trump is for you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Many of these ads are broadcasting during NFL and college football games, thereby influencing gender and cultural divides with this audience that is mostly male. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is also focusing on the transgender issue as he focuses on a challenge from Democrat Congressman Colin Allred.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Boys and girls, they're different. And somehow it's become controversial to say boys and girls are different. But they are. Colin Allred supports boys playing in girls' sports. He voted against the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, and he voted to allow boys in girls' bathrooms, boys in girls' locker rooms, boys in girls' sports. That's not right. Colin Allred should know the difference between boys and girls.
Do these ads actually work? Is this an issue that voters care about? And is this messaging actually spreading hate that could provoke violence against people who are transgender? We're joined by Brad Pritchett. He is the interim CEO for Equality Texas. And Brad, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me, David. I appreciate it.
Well, these ads seem to be everywhere. When you turn on the television and you look at local news, look at sports events, you're being told about, a Democrat who uses they, them pronouns. What does that mean? How does that being received? How does that appear to people in the LGBTQ plus community? Do they see this as directed at them?
The particular ads that Ted Cruz is running here in Texas that are kind of being blasted all over the airwaves are absolutely directed at the LGBTQ community. But I want to be really specific that these ads, we're talking about them in the context of being attack ads on Colin Allred, but they're really attack ads on children who are in Texas who are transgender. These ads are attacking transgender children. So what you're really seeing here is a United States senator who is arguably one of the most powerful political figures in our state, who has so much money and power and influence, using all of that to attack Texas children, whom he is supposed to be representing in the United States Senate, with just vitriol and messaging that is despicable to have to watch. So this is an ad that is much more about attacking children in Texas than it is about attacking Colin Allred.
Well, we've looked at polling to see what Texans care about, and the issues that top the list are, the affordability issue, inflation, border security, and access to abortion, reproductive freedom. And it's a list of like 10 different items. Nowhere on that list was anything about transgender fear-mongering, a panic. So how is this working as a campaign issue? I mean, how does that get votes?
Well, I mean, I think that's really important. So we've seen this tactic kind of rolled out since probably around the 2020 election. So there was an organization that was pushing anti-trans advertising in some specific races across the country. They tried to get the Trump campaign in the 2020 election to really latch onto trans issues, and the campaign at that time didn't actually have the time to do it. What we saw after Trump lost the election is he started suddenly talking about trans issues. But We've seen these exact type of attacks play out in about 10 states across the country, some states that are very similar demographically and politically to Texas. And what we see time after time again is they don't work. You know, in Georgia is a really good example because the U.S. Senate race was Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker was running these anti-trans ads. He got beat by 3 points. In Kentucky, there were groups spending millions and millions of dollars attacking the governor of Kentucky, who was not at all shy about, you know, vocalizing his support for trans youth and making sure people had free access, life-saving health care. And, you know, he was reelected by 5 points. So in state after state after state where this tactic has been tried, it falls short for the candidates who are the ones pushing it. And I think that it reeks in a lot of ways of a candidate who is desperate to talk about anything other than their record. And I think that's pretty apparent that Ted Cruz would rather talk about transgender children than he wants to talk about, you know, what he's done for the people of Texas in the 12 years he's been a United States senator.
There is an issue here that these ads are spreading hate and could provoke more violence against transgender community members. Do you have that concern?
Well, what we see is there's a direct relationship between anti-trans legislation and anti-trans attacks like this and its impact on kids who are transgender. So the Trevor Project, which is a national LGBTQ organization that provides vital life-saving resources to LGBTQ youth, did a study that covered between 2018 and 2022 in 19 states, and these were the states where anti-trans legislation was passed, including in Texas. And what they showed was there was a direct link between the passage of those laws that targeted transgender children mostly, and the increase in suicide attempts by trans youth. And the numbers went from 17% to 72%. So there is a direct causal relationship between this type of anti-trans attack ads that we're seeing and anti-trans legislation on the mental and physical well-being of children who are transgender.
And we also know that children who are dealing with this issue are prone to self-harm, even suicide, because of the stigma that's involved, that's still in our society. Do these ads add to that stigma?
They absolutely do. The thing that I think about the most, so at Equality Texas, we've worked with a lot of families who have children who are transgender. And, you know, we've watched these families have this journey of having a kid come to them and say that they were trans, the parents maybe not understanding what that really meant and having to find answers, having to talk to, you know, qualified professionals and doctors and psychologists and community members. And I think the thing that is getting lost in this discussion is those kids who are already being targeted in Texas by Texas lawmakers. You know, we've had two legislative sessions where the focus was on targeting children who were transgender. Those kids are watching these ads play out on TV in real time. You know, they're seeing their U.S. senator spending millions and millions of dollars to attack them, essentially. So as a parent, I can't imagine, you know, anybody who's a parent making a campaign decision that attacks another person's child. And that's what Ted Cruz has chosen to do.
We're taking a break here and our phone lines are open. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And so also, Brad, we're going to try to call you back. We're going to hang up and call you back and try and get a cleaner line if we can. And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back. Listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. We're discussing what has become an issue in the campaign, in the presidential and also in the local campaign for U.S. Senator. And I don't think this is an issue that voters were asking for. This is an issue that Republican candidates have brought up, and they're really pushing it. This is about transgender issues. Concerns about, you know, boys playing in girls' teams, or it's, I don't really understand it, but they're making a big deal about it. And so we're asking about that and if that matters to voters. Does this issue matter to you? Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And we're speaking with Brad Pritchett, and he is the interim CEO for Equality Texas. I'm going to play for you. This is the part of the debate that we had between Texas Senator Ted Cruz and the Congressman Colin Allred. And this issue came up, and we're going to hear this is truncated. It's not the entirety of what they said, but we get the essence. Let's give a listen.
Congressman, your opponent is saying in political ads that you refuse to protect the integrity of women and girls sports. Congressman, where do you stand on transgender athletes in women's sports?
Well, let's be very clear. Let's be very clear about what's happening in this campaign. This is, you don't have to be a former NFL linebacker to recognize a Hail Mary when you see one. This is a desperate last-second attempt by Senator Cruz to distract you because he can't defend his own record. Listen, I'm a dad, I'm a Christian. Of course I don't support these ridiculous things that he's talking about. But what he wants you thinking about is kids in bathrooms, so you're not thinking about women in hospitals, because it's indefensible. It's indefensible that we have Texas women being turned away from hospitals, bleeding out in their cars, in waiting rooms, being found by their husbands.
Senator Cruz, you have 90 seconds to respond.
Well, it was striking once again in that answer. He said not a word about his own record. I have to admit, the beginning of it, it reminded me of Kamala Harris in her debates answering everything. Look, I was born in the middle class. It's some lines that sound nice that ignore his record. Let's just talk about his voting record. Again, you can go to allredfacts.com. You can see the actual votes. Four times he has come out for men playing in women's sports, for boys playing in girls' sports. He is a co-sponsor, and he voted for a law called the Equality Act. The Equality Act mandated that boys be able to go in girls' bathrooms and their locker rooms and their changing rooms. He voted for it. That is his record. Number two, there was a bill. It was a very simple bill. It was narrowly defined. It was protecting women and girls' sports. He voted no.
All right, so Brad Pritchett, I was kind of taken aback by Representative Allred's very weak defense of his position. He immediately deflected and tried to bring up the abortion issue. But then he also said, of course, I don't support these ridiculous things. That doesn't sound like he's an ally for you know, transgender issues to me. What's your response?
Well, I think that the fundamental misunderstanding that somebody like Ted Cruz has here when he keeps saying boys and girls sports is that he doesn't recognize the existence of transgender people in general. He doesn't recognize that trans Texans are real and that they exist. And as an organization that works very closely with transgender Texans, as an organization that has helped train folks to actually engage with their lawmakers and people like Ted Cruz, you know, the reality here is trans Texans exist. Trans boys are boys, trans girls are girls. That's something that Ted Cruz can't seem to wrap his brain around, despite, you know, the fact that he has transgender constituents who have made every attempt to reach out to him to try to have conversations with him. The reality here is when you're comparing voting records between somebody like Colin Allred and somebody like Ted Cruz, one of them has a record that has supported LGBTQ rights when the time came to cast a vote, when there was an opportunity to take an action. And the other one has gone out of his way to villainize LGBTQ plus people. And in this election alone, spend millions of dollars trying to stomp all over transgender kids because he thinks that's his pathway to reelection. And I think that's pretty despicable that we have a United States senator who thinks that his pathway to victory is to harm children who he's supposed to be protecting and representing in the United States Senate.
Well, looking at the accusation that Donald Trump is making for Vice President Kamala Harris, saying that she supported a policy that gives transgender people who rely on the government for medical care, including people who are in prison and in migrant detention, access to transgender treatment, including surgical care, you know, that's been an accusation that's been rated true. I mean, that actually happened, you know, is U.S. policy. But what they don't explain in these campaign ads is that this has been U.S. policy since 2016, mm-hmm. and that this has been going on under President Donald Trump's term as president, as well as President Joe Biden, who maintained
Correct.
It as well. So I really, you know, I don't know a lot about this. So can you help me understand, like, what is going on and why is this necessary?
Well, I mean, I think what we're talking about here is the it's not specific for trans folks who are incarcerated in the United States. It's about healthcare that is medically necessary for anybody who's incarcerated. What people like Donald Trump are doing is they're seizing on this one medical, this one field of medical care and using that as some divisive wedge issue. But people who are in United States custody are allowed access to medical care. And I think that's what they're just trying to do here is find something that they can use to, again, try to villainize transgender people and make folks focus on something that doesn't actually matter in an election because they're trying to deflect from their own records. You know, as a Texan, you know, I'm a fifth generation Texan. I'm a native Houstonian. You know, I know the things that I worry about as we move into elections. So, you know, every time a storm hits and the lights flicker, I worry, am I going to lose everything in the refrigerator? How long are we going to be in the dark? You know, I worry about how long it took for me to get a neurology appointment for my mother who was suffering from dementia because our healthcare system is so broken. You know, I worry about my property taxes. At what point am I going to be priced out of my neighborhood and have to leave the home that I work really, really hard to purchase and pay for? I think those are the real issues that Texans care about. And the fact that none of these folks are talking about issues like that should be a huge red flag to voters because they should have solutions. Folks who have been in office for as long as people like Ted Cruz have been in office should have solutions. At the very least, they should have a record of accomplishment they can point back to and say, look at what I've done to fix the problems the Texans are facing.
All right, I'm going to get a caller in on this because we're very, very short on time. So, yeah. Edward, you're on the air. You have about a minute.
Great. Thanks, guys. I've been wondering if this would be a topic because I've seen the ads during college football. So let me be brief. I am a Medicare for All liberal. And I know many Medicare for All liberals who genuinely care about protecting girls, biological girls. That said, we're also totally fine with transgender. There's some sort of happy medium here. But my real question is, Senator Cruz has made claims that in theory are based on empirical voting record evidence. Is there actual any voting record evidence to back up those claims? And that's my comment and my question.
All right, Edward, thank you for that. So, Brad Pritchett, you have about 90 seconds.
I mean, I think you can look at anybody's voting record who's served in the United States Congress to see what they have voted on and how they voted. I encourage everybody to do that whenever you're considering who you're voting for. And then it's up to people to decide, you know, if you agree or disagree with how somebody voted. But what we're talking about here is we have two folks, one who has voted to make people safer, one who has voted to give people what is actually freedom, and then another who has worked overtime to try to take freedoms away from Texans simply because they are transgender.
Well, I mean, Ted Cruz says that Colin Allred voted for these bills that were, you know, designed to, like, only biological boys could play in sports and bills like that. I just don't understand why this is a thing. I mean, Why don't we just let, you know, people play in the areas that they want to play in? And why is that a thing?
I mean, I play in team sports, and what I can say is that it never matters to most of the people who are on the field playing in sports if the person next to you is gay, straight, or gender. You just want them to show up and be willing to play the game and be a part of the team. And Ted Cruz and folks like him want to rob transgender people of those foundational experiences.
We're talking about kids. We're talking about little children.
Exactly. Like kids who should be allowed to have the experience of playing on a team and working to achieve a goal. And that's what Ted Cruz and Republicans in Texas don't want to have happen. They want to rob children who are transgender of those foundational experiences that a lot of us took for granted growing up.
All right. Brad Pritchett is the interim CEO of Equality Texas. Thank you so much for coming on the air today and helping us understand this issue better. We appreciate that. We're going to take a break and we're going to do some pledge drive. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.